Hey, Dry Shampoo Divas, it's Erin, and as always, I have my lovely co-host Jessica with me today.
Hey, ladies.
I have to be honest with you guys, although a lot of our episodes come from real experiences and challenges that Jessica and I are facing, this one hit all too true with me. I completely scrapped what I had originally prepared for this episode because I thought maybe if I'm struggling with this, then just one of our listeners maybe as well.
Either that or your co-host, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So today I want to talk about the art of accepting and asking for help. We've talked about the common misconception that as moms, we need to be superheroes, and maybe that plays into the difficulty that we have for asking for help, but I think as a whole, we just flat out need to do better.
It sounds like you're just talking to me right now.
I am very embarrassed to say that this topic did not come forward by choice. I fractured my ankle several months ago, and when I went in for surgery a few weeks ago, it was supposed to be a routine repair, and I was supposed to be in a walking boot, no big deal, and I woke up in a cast. So that just really threw off my groove. And with that came the need for me to be dependent on so many people. So I want to walk you through the events that followed. A few people in our neighborhood were aware I'd had surgery and they offered to bring me dinner. I insisted that I was fine and that I didn't need it, but they persisted. And I felt so guilty of the thought of people taking time out of their busy lives just to bring me dinner. Hence, the art of acceptance. If someone is offering to help you, just let them. In all actuality, you probably need it so much more than you're admitting to yourself in that moment. Jessica, do you ever feel guilty when people are offering to help you with things?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if there's a better term to describe it than the word guilty, or maybe almost like worthless. Like, they don't think I can do it, like, for myself. Like, oh my gosh. Like, no, I have to prove to them. This is something that I'm glad that you're bringing up because I'm definitely in the suffering with this issue. So yeah, guilty is definitely up there with that.
Yeah, for me, I hate the thought of inconveniencing somebody else, and I always run comparables in my head, like, oh my gosh, well, I only have one kid that I have to worry about, and like, she's gonna load all six of her kids in the car just to bring me dinner. Like, that's ridiculous. And so I'll always just kind of run through, like, oh, she's working full time and she's a nurse and she works crazy shifts and all of this stuff. And really, if they're offering, just let them do it, because yeah, it's gonna help you so much more than you even need. So the first several days after my surgery were really rough. I was off work and so many people thought to reach out and offer help, and it was amazing. But then a week in, I had to return to work and regular life kind of set in along with that. I couldn't drive, meaning I couldn't get to myself to work or get my son to daycare. And my husband had already rearranged his whole schedule to be able to get off work in time to get us both home in the evening. So there was no way I was going to work at 5 a.m. so that he could drop me off. Like, judge all you want, I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, same, girl. Same.
So that meant I had no way to get to work in the morning and no way for Hudson to get to daycare. And that meant I had to ask the dreaded asking for help. And I'm not kidding. I delayed and stewed over this for hours. I was trying to figure out some other way that I did not have to depend on other people for my day-to-day commute. Like, if I had to do this for 6 weeks, really, how much would an Uber cost?
Right?
I was seriously debating my options, and I even considered whether or not I could use the ends of my toes hanging out of my cast just to push on the pedals. Oh, like, I thought for sure I could make that work. But in the end, I could delay all I wanted, but I knew I had to ask for help. So I want to throw out this question today. Why is it so hard for us to ask for help? Jessica, what do you think?
Okay. I mean, first of all, Erin, hearing like the excruciating details of you like trying to come up with different reasons of how you could get yourself to work without asking for help, like, I just wish, you know, I lived a little closer, or maybe you lived a little closer to me, so I could just help you. And I know you probably wouldn't ask until you were absolutely desperate. But I mean, like, oh, if only I was closer, then I'd be like, too bad, girl. I'm taking the asking out of it. I'm just doing it. You have no choice. But I completely understand the hardship of asking for help. And I mean, I feel like I would do the exact same thing if I was put in that same position. Like, I would look at bus fares. I would look at, like, you know, could I get like a personalized scooter that had a little motor in it, and I would just scooter to work, like any option I can think of besides trying to ask somebody for help. And you're asking this question and I'm like, maybe I'm trying to put off what I think the answer might be, but for me, I think asking for help is so hard because deep down, I think that I don't feel like I personally am worth the effort to have somebody help me. I think that even though that sounds really rough, I think people that believe that they have a greater amount of self-worth have a lot more confidence in asking somebody else for help. That and admitting that I could possibly be seen as incapable of doing something for myself and admitting that I am not, quote unquote, fine, that just scares me to my core. Like, I don't know if I'm alone in that. Like, that just, like, terrifies me.
I don't think you're alone in it at all. I think, you know, there are a big group of us that it is just almost excruciating to ask for help. And I think the reasoning behind that is probably a little bit different for everybody. But I loved the examples you gave. For some of us, we don't want to feel like a burden. We don't want to feel like an inconvenience. For some of us, we don't feel worthy of that help. You know, there's so many different aspects of that. And sometimes I think it's a combination. But overall, my goal by the end of this episode is to just get everyone thinking about asking and accepting help differently. I want everyone to just be more open and really try to come around to the idea of asking for help and accepting help. So, jumping back to our third episode, we discussed that it's okay to say no.
Yes,
we did. So why is it that we can so easily say yes? Because we discussed that that's a huge problem. We are over helpers. We want to volunteer for everything, even if we really don't have the ability to do it. But it's interesting to me that we have such a hard time allowing ourselves to be helped. That really struck me this week. Like, whoa, I'm constantly trying to help everybody else, whether I have the bandwidth or not. But the second somebody tries to step in and help me, I'm instantly like, nope, I don't need that. And so it's such an interesting dynamic that me personally, I have experienced, and maybe some of you have as well. And as difficult as it has been to ask for repeated help over the weeks that I have been in a cast, it has gotten easier. And so I think the first thing you need to know is, just like any other behavior, the more we practice at it, the easier it will become. The whole idea of asking becomes more of a habit and something we're more open to, and we kind of get past some of those mental roadblocks of, this is so hard. So everyone that I asked for help was so kind to me, and they were very understanding, and they were so helpful. And there is truly no way I would have gotten through this incredibly difficult experience without their help. There's just no way. So today I want to give you permission to ask for help. Not just when you're in a cast, but whenever you feel like you need it. One of my friends with a child my son's age, she didn't offer to bring me dinner. You know, she didn't do all those typical things. She just said, can I just have Hudson come over and play with my son so you can get some rest? And I was like, oh my gosh, she has a young baby. That's going to be so much for her to have 2 3-year-olds. I mean, I instantly started with the whole replay of, oh, I shouldn't let her do that. That's going to be so much work for her. But she kept insisting, and I was like, you know what? That would really help me out. So I sent Hudson over to play, and it was amazing. It was amazing to the point that I'm like, man, we need to just do this swap once a month. You know, I'll take your son, and then you can have mine go play at your house, just so that as a mom, we can just get some stuff done, have a little break. The boys love it. They have a great time. And instantly, when she first asked me, I was so turned off by it. Like, nope, I can rest with him here. I'm fine. So I think sometimes when we're willing to just be open to the idea of letting someone help us, it may open up an incredibly amazing opportunity that we never otherwise would have discovered. Know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Of course. I can't think of a rhyme besides horse, so I just won't.
Thanks, Jess. Jessica's like, I haven't even asked anyone to pass the salt yet, yeah. So I don't really know.
I am like so novice. It's like I don't even know how novice I am.
That's good. I want you to be asking somebody for the salt by the end of this, Jessica. I want you to get comfortable with it and feel okay with it. And just know it's always going to be a little uncomfortable at first. But like I said, the more you are open to it and the better, you know, the more you utilize it, the better it's going to get. So just start asking for help at least once a day. There you go. Just start there. Even if it's something little. Like, can you hand me that jar of Grey Poupon?
I'll have to like that. Get a jar first.
Okay, so I know this is way easier said than done. So I wanted to go over a few tips that may help you a little bit in your journey of asking. So according to welldoing.org, here's a few tips. First, change your expectations. Most of the time, I think this means changing the expectations you have of yourself, which is exactly what Jessica was mentioning earlier on in this episode. If you're constantly telling yourself, I should be able to do this, or I shouldn't need someone to help me, or I'm not worth helping, then it will be difficult for you to accept the help that you need. It's okay to tell yourself that you have more on your plate than you can handle right now. Just own it. And I think we are always trying to kind of justify, like, I got this, I got this, I got this. And sometimes it's okay to just set down that load and say, I don't got this. So change your expectations. Thoughts, Jessica?
I'm definitely taking notes. I feel like this would work, but I do understand that it probably takes a lot of time and a lot of practice. Even if you're not willing to ask for help yet, getting to the point of just validating yourself with, this feels hard right now, and instead of ignoring that thought of like, no, I'm not allowed to feel like this is hard right now, I just have to get everything done. I think even if I would just slow down and admit the fact that it's hard, I'm not asking for help yet, but heck, it's the first step, right? So you got to start somewhere.
Exactly. I think if we can change just those initial thoughts we're having surrounding like us feeling overwhelmed or us just feeling like we could use some help, you're right. It's the first step in the journey of making it easier. So it's huge. And I do think that sometimes as moms, we tend to just have this like suck it up buttercup mentality with ourselves of like, push through, you got this, which is great in certain situations, but in other situations, it can be a little detrimental. So I think it's okay to, like you said, just own and validate your own feelings. So I love that. Okay. The second tip is to consider the alternative. Asking for help can be very difficult. But take a moment to consider your circumstances if you don't ask for help. So basically force yourself to ask for help is what I consider this one. And in my situation, that looked something like, if I don't ask someone to drive me to work, I can go against my doctor's directions and try to drive. But if something goes wrong, I will injure my foot again and I may have to undergo even more surgery and be in this stupid cast even longer. And so that to me was like, duh. Just ask somebody for a ride. Yeah. So sometimes when we compare it to the alternative, it just puts it in the perspective of, okay, that does feel like not as big of a deal as trying to do this on my own. Sometimes if we just consider the alternative, it can just give us that open perspective to accept the fact that we need help and make it a little easier to ask. The third tip is to ask the right person. And this seems a little silly. When I read it, I was like, obviously. But the idea is that if you have potentially 5 people you can ask for help. Carefully consider your relationship with each person, their ability to do the task, and their availability. And if possible, you may even want to divvy it up between several people so that it's less burden on one person, which is a great example in my case. I literally have to have rides every day for 6 weeks. And so I've been trying to like divvy it up so that people aren't like unfriending me on Facebook and never talking to me again. So this does seem silly, but I think I can imagine with someone like Jessica or I, where we're already having such a hard time asking, if you finally get the courage up to say, hey, would you mind giving me a ride? And then they're like, oh, I just don't want to get up that early. And they were to shut one of us down, we would just be like, whoop, I'm never asking for help ever again. And so I like this one because it really is, take the time to make sure you're asking the right person, because if it is hard for you to ask someone, you want to give it the best chance of being successful as possible. So although I thought it was a little silly after considering it, I really like that tip.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of it, but that goes on the list too.
Okay, our next tip is to be direct. Don't drop hints or wait for someone to offer. Be clear and direct when asking for help. And don't waffle back and forth, and really don't apologize when asking. This is probably the biggest one I need to work on, because it'll be like a 10-minute like shuffle around, waffle back and forth, apology fest before I can actually get to what I need from people. So here's an example. Don't say, I'm so sorry to ask you. I know you have so much going on, but would you mind just watching my son today for a couple hours? The idea behind that is you're valuable and you're worth the help that you're asking for. And this is just reiterating everything that Jessica said earlier. And so if you have to sit and apologize and make excuses, it's not really validating the fact that you need the help. So just simply come out and say, hey, I need help with this. Would you be able to help me? And if they're not able to, they can still say no to that request. But when you apologize and when you waffle back and forth, you're basically shutting yourself down before the person you're asking shuts you down. So does that make sense?
Absolutely. I don't know if it'll change for a little while, but yep, I hear you.
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest one that I need to work on, because I never want people to feel obligated to help me. And so it's almost like, let me give you 5 outs before I actually ask what I want you to do. But I do think it makes it so much easier to be like, okay, she doesn't really seem like she needs the help that much. Nah, I'm not interested in helping. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason I'm not in sales.
Same.
Just saying.
Same.
Okay. Our last tip is to be specific. Don't make the person trying to help you come up with suggestions for what they can do to help. Sit down and make a list of things that would prove helpful. And that way, if you have someone that offers to help you, or if you need to reach out for help, you'll know exactly what you need. And I have a great example of this, because I'm still in a cast and there are still a lot of things I can't do. And so my mom came over to watch my son the other night because we had a work event we had to go to. And she just said, hey, since I'm going to be at your house anyways, is there anything I can do while you were gone? And I had started a list of, once I get my cast off, these are the 10 first things I'm going to do, because they've been driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was able to just say, oh my gosh, if you can get anything done on that list, like sweeping and mopping my floor, that's been driving me nuts. And I've been sending our poor little robot vacuum around, but that little honey is overwhelmed too. So that was huge. I came home and my floor was swept and mopped, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that helped me so much. And so even if you just had a running list of, it would really help me if A, B, C, D. That way, because sometimes when you're in a situation like that, whether, you know, you've had a death in your family, you've had a new baby, you're injured, your family's going through something really difficult, those are really stressful times. And in that moment, it's really hard to think of things like that. So if you get a quiet moment where something pops in your head, just jot it down. And that way, if somebody asks you, you can have something specific and say, oh my gosh, it would help me so much if you could just do this little thing for me. So I really liked that, just because that was something that I had actually encountered this week. And had I just said, oh, I mean, anything that you see, you're welcome to just kind of putter around my house, she would probably have done some dishes, or like she definitely would have helped me out, but it would have been things that I also could have done. And I know that it would not have made near the impact that doing those things that I can't get to right now do. So it was amazing. But I just want to say there really is a skill set behind learning how to accept and ask for help. This is a difficult thing. And obviously it's difficult for Jessica and I. These are things that we really want to work on. And like I said, this is coming from a real life experience. So here you go. I'm laying it all out on the table. I have major issues with asking for help and accepting help. So we're all going to work on this together. But I promise you, if you can try to master this art, I really think that it will bless your life more than you know. And I'm also going to add that as somebody who really almost gets a high off of helping people, that sounds weird, I'm a helper personality. And so if I find out that somebody is not doing well, I'm like, oh my gosh, let me send you cookies. Let me come over and take your kids. Let me come over and do something. If people ever are like, oh no, I'm good, it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit. Like, please let me help. Please let me be your friend. So let helpers be helpers, okay? Just let them help. So get out there and give it a try. I promise this will make such a huge impact on your life. Jessica, anything to add?
Sounds like I have a lot of work ahead of me. But I know that it's going to be worth it in the end. But it's going to be a lot of work.
I agree. And speaking of asking, I'm just going to ask that you guys take a minute to help us grow by sharing our podcast with anyone who may enjoy it, whether you just share one of our posts on Facebook. And if you're not following us on Facebook or Instagram, we're pretty awesome. So you probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get out there and follow us, but also just send a quick text with a picture of our logo or a link to one of our episodes. If you can just send that to somebody you know that would benefit from this podcast, we would love to build our tribe and just continue to grow more as a group. So now you know how hard that was for me to ask you to do that. So I hope that you feel obligated to do it because I was very direct and I didn't apologize. Mm-hmm. So please reward me for that. Anyways, ladies, work on the art of asking and the art of accepting. And if you have any success stories or any questions or challenges that you've encountered, we would love to assist you through that or be part of that journey. Feel free to reach out to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Till next time.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.